You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So everybody paying attention to the whole Ukraine-Russia war over the weekend was quoting this British intelligence that somehow became available, saying that the lines in the war had not substantially changed in months, and that it is at a standstill and has been for a long time, and they expect it to stay that way for a while, which I have to assume favors the Russians. I got to believe if you're the Russians, you think standstill. They're a tiny country with nothing. They don't have as many people to throw at this. Eventually we win in a standstill, don't you think?
Yeah, if you're not losing, you're winning. Yeah.
For Russia.
Right. Yeah, correct. Yeah.
But the pouring into these tanks and everything like that, maybe that changes the dynamics. I don't know. The Leopard tanks can be arriving any day, almost immediately. The Abrams tanks, as we all heard, it might be like a year, although they upped it to the more sophisticated Abrams tank than what was originally talked about, which is going to be easier to train on more quickly, according to Mike Lyons in his Twitter feed. There are more simulators available for the more modern, fancier version that we're going to give them than the older version that we were going to give them. So it might be quicker to train people up on our super fancy Abrams tanks. But they're anticipating what may become the biggest tank battle in the history of the world is what this is setting up as.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. You know, the other thing with the tanks, I finally saw, because I was wondering this for a while, I finally saw some analysis in the Washington Post talking about the fact that Ukraine is going to almost simultaneously put into the field several different sorts of tanks from different, you know, countries and different manufacturers, different levels of sophistication. That's far from ideal. Mishmashing together weapon systems, which is what they've been doing, you know, in virtually every realm of the battle so far. But still, that's not ideal.
And again, the numbers that came out over the weekend, they estimate Ukraine has lost 100,000 men dead. That is an unimaginable number in a year. Just unimaginable. I mean, we have a monument in Washington, D.C. for the Vietnam War. Not even close to that number. That's spread out over 14 years. Ukraine lost 100,000 men in a year. They think Russia's lost between 150,000 and 200,000 men in a year.
And you related that to the relative populations of the country, our country and Ukraine earlier. What were numbers? Do you remember?
We're roughly eight times the size of Ukraine. So if they've lost 100,000 men, it'd be like us losing 100,000 soldiers in a year. We would never put up
800,000.
Yeah, 800,000. Yeah. Unless it was a full-on war for survival against China. Of course, they are in a war for survival. But unless it was that, we would never put up with those kind of losses in any military venture. I mean, this is U.S. Civil War numbers that Russia and Ukraine are putting up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
One of the deadliest conflicts ever.
Meanwhile, over in Russia, where they've been recruiting people out of prisons, the Wagner Group, that private mercenary army, has been going to prisons and promising people amnesty and such if they enlist and serve for 6 months. Some of those guys are starting to return home, and boy, the tales they're telling. They feature this Andrei Yastrebov, who is among tens of thousands of convict soldiers. 22 years old, had been serving time for theft. He returned home a changed man. His relative said we all feel like he's in some sort of hypnosis, like he's a different person. He has no emotions. While many of the returning convicts have been killed, many thousands of the convicts were killed within days or even hours of arriving at the front.
Oh my God.
They were machine gun fodder. Those who live and return home remain largely silent, wary of retribution if they speak out. And they talk into some of the logistics of going into the prisons, and they think about 40,000 inmates joined the Russian forces. According to various groups, including the Prisoners' Rights Association, Russia Behind Bars, which I'll quote again in a little bit. Ukraine claims that nearly 30,000 have deserted or been killed or wounded, although that number is hard to verify. Most of the enlisted men were serving time for petty crimes like robbery and theft, but records from one penal colony seen by the New York Times showed that the recruits also included men convicted of aggravated rape and multiple murders. There's your Wagner Group began systematically recruiting convicts on a scale not seen since World War II, almost entirely outside the law. This program violates multiple Russian laws. But they don't have the rule of law per se. They have the rule of law when it's convenient to Putin and not when it's not. Wagner has been able to avoid oversight by exploiting the most marginalized Russian citizens, 350,000 or so male inmates of its harsh penal colonies. Dozens of survivors from the first inmate assault units began filtering back to Russia this month with medals, sizable payouts, and documents that Wagner claims grant them freedom. The releases are expected to accelerate as more and more come back, said one prisoner's rights lawyer. These are psychologically broken people who are returning with a sense of righteousness, a belief that they have killed to defend the motherland. These can be very dangerous people.
Well, right. I mean, so if you send somebody who is already probably broken to start with, if you're a multiple murderer or rapist or whatever, there's something wrong with you. Into that situation and they come home? Yeah, I don't imagine they're the greatest citizens to have around.
Listen to this set of instructions. This Mr. Andrei Medvedev, who joined Wagner within days of finishing his prison term for theft in southern Russia. He was a former convict with military experience, so he's put in charge of a detachment of prisoners. We were told, quote, keep going until you're killed.
Well, those are some simple instructions to follow.
Wow, now that is an order.
Yeah, that horrible battle that has been going on in the East for quite some time now that many are comparing to World War One. It's like trench warfare, and the Russians are throwing waves of humans at it like you see in movies. It's just like, you know, we're going to have a giant number of people. Most of you are all going to get shot, but some of you will get through, so it's worth it.
Yep, go. Yeah.
God,
keep going until you get killed. Now, in various videos that have been circulated pretty wildly, this Prigozhin, who runs the Wagner Group, promised the prisoners they'd receive 100,000 rubles a month, which is the equivalent of $1,700, which is nearly double Russia's average monthly wage. So keep that in mind. Let's start there. The average wage in Russia is $850 a month. He also offered bravery bonuses, $80,000 death payouts, and should they survive the six-month contract, freedom. Those who ran away, used drugs or alcohol, or had sexual relations, he warned, would be killed. There are no chances of returning to prison, he said in a speech to inmates. Those who get there and say, I think I'm in the wrong place, will be marked as deserters and shot.
That's awesome. That's the history of Russian military, by the way, for the most part. I mean, they've been doing it that way for hundreds and hundreds of years.
And just to delve into a couple of details of it that I found interesting and just a kind of a glimpse of life in Russia. If anybody says, hey, Johnny was serving time for theft in your prison, and we keep hearing rumors, Johnny's in Ukraine now. He's my brother. Where is he? You call the prison and the prison will say, yeah, Johnny's not available. Johnny can't come to the phone. And that's all you get.
How long can you pull that off before your society revolts?
Yeah, and how many prisoners can you send into the battle before you run out of prisoners who are willing to do it?
Well, the story was a week or so ago that Putin was looking at calling up another 300,000 men for the big spring offensive.
Wow, wow. You know, the one note I'll throw in at the end is they asked this one fella who came back from the front what he thought. He says, I want to defend the motherland. I liked everything over there. The civilian life is boring. I'm going back. And a couple of guys they talked to said, hey, I wanted to redeem my name. I made some mistakes in life. This will clean the slate. My mom will be proud of me again. And so they look at it as a new lease on life.
That is rough.
Perhaps a very, very short lease, but yeah, craziness.
We mentioned the NBC poll has support for Ukraine dropping. Do you support providing more funding and weapons to Ukraine? It's now 50-50, and it was up around 75% at the highest earlier in the war. Why is it dropping? I think we just get fatigued with stories, lose interest. Do you have an explanation other than that?
Well, there are a certain number of Americans who I think are concerned about pouring this much money in these arms when we're going to need them ourselves, perhaps. But there's a lot of just boredom. Yeah, I'm not so excited about it anymore. It's an old story.
I mean, you either think it's a threat to the world order that matters a lot to us, or you don't. I don't know how that changed over the last 6 months.
Well, that's why critical foreign policy decisions generally aren't made through polling. The politicians and leaders are aware of the polling, and they tailor things a bit or tailor their messages to reflect, you know, the needs that the polling makes clear. But no, you can't run efforts like this based on polling.
I would like to see the breakdown of that by party. So it's 50-50. I'm guessing it's less for Republicans than Democrats. It has been so far.
Yeah.
And the Republicans control the House of Representatives. So if it gets down around high 30s, 35% of Republicans approve of spending on Ukraine, does it continue coming out of the House of Representatives? I don't know.
Well, and maybe there are caveats thrown in. We have to ensure accountability of this sort from the Ukrainians, or we want an accounting of, do we have enough artillery shells right now? You got to answer those questions. Let's just do this intelligently and carefully and not, wild with enthusiasm. I don't have any problem with that.
And Biden's approval rating, his handling of Ukraine, the approval 41, disapprove 50% now. So he's upside down on that.
I said, you kidding me?
So is that because of not enough fast enough or too much too soon? I don't even know which.
Well, Biden, who used to play golf with Tsar Nicholas back in the day, that's just an old shot. That's all that is.
That's all that is.
He's an old man.
Mm-hmm. And Catherine the Great. She could cook, no malarkey. Yeah. So we got other less serious stuff we can talk about, right? Or do we? We have to talk about all the most serious stuff in the world every day, the whole show. That's what I
certainly. That's yes. More tragedy, hatred, warfare.
Oh, geez.
Plus, just to lighten the mood, some starvation coming up. Stay
with me.
All right. What real estate market saw more, a bigger drop in home prices than any other in America? I'll give you a hint. It's the San Francisco Bay Area.
And I want to hear the whole fake Southwest ad from Saturday Night Live because it's pretty dang funny. We should play it this hour. Lots of stuff on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Air Southwest mistakes were made, and that's on us. Mostly. Some of it's on you.
Hey, man, let's keep it real. You bought the ticket.
Again, you bought a Southwest ticket. You obviously don't respect yourself, so why should we?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
for flying Southwest.
Welcome aboard. Southwest Airlines. If it's that important to you, just walk.
You obviously don't respect yourself, so why should we? Southwest Airlines. Man, did their image in America change drastically in a few months. I don't look at Southwest Airlines the same way. It'll be a long time I ever do again.
Yeah, I got to admit, there's a bit of a, oh boy, we'll have to see how this goes, feeling. 2:30 flight, yeah, okay, all right, we'll see.
Oh, yeah. I had a flight recently, and it got delayed by a little bit, and I thought, okay, here we go. So I was at the airport, and have you ever seen this before? And unfortunately, since I've seen it, now it's had an effect on me. A woman having to take off her shoes for the security line. She took off one shoe. She had brought a couple of the plastic bags like you get at the grocery store. She took off one shoe, put the plastic bag over her sock, then took off the other shoe and put another plastic bag over her other sock, and then shuffled through the, we checked to see if you got a bomb on you meter, with the plastic bags on her feet, because she didn't want her socks, apparently, where all the people were walking around in their socks and bare feet. And I'd never thought about it before, but once I saw that, I thought, you know, it is pretty freaking gross. all these people in their socks and a lot of people in bare feet walking on this tile. How often do they ever clean this? It's gross. And now I think about that every time. I never thought about it before.
I'd like to see it swabbed or something and put under a microscope. I mean,
turn your stomach.
It's a sickener.
What do you think? People walk like through sewage in their socks or something? I mean, they're socks.
Walk right? through sewage in their socks.
I mean, you sit.
Fecal matter.
You go sit down at the gate in a seat somebody's, the outside of their clothes touched 37 times already that day. And you're not worried about that, right? I don't know. Well, surely somebody would have died from it by now or gotten some dread disease, right? Maybe they did and we just didn't know where to trace it. Well, they got four different kinds of cancer or heart disease.
That's
and,
probably how I got the cancer I had was from the floor at the airport.
Feet.
From airport feet. So that was a couple of weeks ago and it had been in my mind. So then yesterday I happened to be at the airport and there was a funny TSA agent there and he is talking to a little kid and he said, "You don't have to take your shoes off. Just between you and me, you don't want to walk on this floor in just your socks, all right? Don't tell anybody else that." He was saying it out loud, so he was doing that for humorous effect. But I thought that was hilarious. "Look, don't tell anybody else, but you don't want to walk on this floor in just your socks, all right? It's pretty disgusting. All right, everybody, take your shoes off," he said.
You know, I will admit that as expert testimony in the courtroom of Armstrong and Getty.
He said, "We clean this floor every week. Only 30,000 people have walked through here in their socks or their bare feet in the last week. So you're perfectly fine."
Oh, boy, that kind of drove it home.
Yeah, it's a little gross if you think about it.
So I have a question for you, Jack. What's your nudge word?
My what now?
Your nudge word. My nudge word is sparkle. You got to have a nudge word for 2023.
Whatever this is, I'm going to hate it. Whatever it is you're talking about, I'm going to hate it. I can already tell.
I certainly hope so. I'm counting on it. So you'll want to choose your own nudge word next, folks.
If you miss an hour of the show, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty on demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Well, it started out.
Before we finish off the day, I would like to get a little bit more into the conversation of policing and police versus the people, you know, all stemming from that horrifying, murderous beating out of Memphis. But the conversation around policing and whether where it came from and whether it should even exist. Stay tuned for that red meat discussion. Speaking of red meat, I finally got around to cooking the Omaha Steaks filet mignon wrapped in bacon. Is filet mignon always wrapped in bacon?
No, no. Often, though, because it's not the most flavorful cut.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's not got the marbling that you like for a great flavor.
Oh, interesting. I know people that only get filet mignon. I never have ordered it in my life because it's too expensive. I never ordered it at any restaurant because it's just always the most expensive steak on there. And I'm like constitutionally incapable of ordering the most expensive thing on any menu. But I cooked up, you know, we're endorsing Omaha Steaks. We've done many times throughout our careers. And so I had the filet mignon and cooked them up for me and the kids. And we all three were like, this is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
It was really, really good.
Yeah, nice steaks. So I'm at a football party yesterday watching watching the NFC Championship game. I went home to watch Chiefs and the Bengals. But this guy has like one of those, you know, he's got a grill and he's got a griddle too. And he was doing burgers on the griddle. And he said the secret to his burgers, and he learned this on some cooking show or whatever, you take a cold stick of butter and you use a cheese grater to grate butter into the ground meat. Then you,
and
form
you just
that
gnaw on
burgers.
That cold stick of butter while you're cooking.
No,
it helps
no,
you pay attention.
No, wrong, sir. No, no. You mix butter in with the beef, buttery beef.
Wow.
People want the beef.
The burgers are ridiculous. Oh, my God. They're so good. It's like one of your mid-scale burger joints. Not McDaniel's, but like your Five Guys-ish level of really good burgers.
What does that do to your stool?
I'll let you know. Wow. Wow. Just so inappropriate.
What? Just
really uncomfortable.
Buttered hamburgers sounds like something that's going to, affect my day.
Yeah, in a positive way. That's fabulous. I'm like a goose. So, on a slightly more enlightened note, I've lived on this planet for nigh on a half century, actually more than a half century, and I read voraciously, and I don't recall ever in my days reading the term nudge word. Have you?
I feel like I came across this at some point in the last year and was appalled, but I don't remember any more than that.
Well, something tells me, and I say this with all due affection to the female race, and yes, there's such a thing as a woman, and there's such a thing as a man. I think this is a woman thing. It's a columnist in the WAPO. In early January, I asked readers to share their nudge word, something that would help them focus on their goals and values for the new year. Of course, by this point, it's practically the 1st of February. Any reference to a new year, please. I'm already sick of this year. Ugh. I'm already embittered. Anyway, but she got more than 1,300 replies with words of adventure, movement, growth, and possibility. This is, I guess, your code word for yourself to focus for the year, to rally, to remind you of what you want to do with the year. With nudge words, there aren't any rules. If you find one you like, take it. The most popular list of words on the list were grow or growth, followed by reset, connect or connection, and evolve.
Are you talking about somebody whose New Year's resolution was to grow?
Well, it's like, you remember we used to, for the longest time, we'd kick off the show with, making it great in 28 or, you know, 2008 or whatever the hell, and right. Silly phrase right. Like that. Well, this is like, remember, this year's word is connection. I'm going to have more connections with more people. I'm going to put myself out there. So that's your nudge word for this year. Connection.
Empathy
would
be mine.
A surprising number of people pick. You know what mine is, actually?
Mine.
Vengeance. Vengeance. Or revenge. I'm not sure. I'm still
justice.
Working. Yeah. A surprising number vengeance. Of readers picked
my
focus.
My nudge word is vengeance.
You know, if I'm laying around some Saturday afternoon feeling all generous and like kind, I'm in the warm sunshine and I'm thinking, you know, life's pretty good. I need my nudge word. Vengeance, Joe. Vengeance. Remember your goals for this year. Punishing those who've wronged you, no matter how long ago or in how minor a way.
Yes, dwell. I have it on a little... I have a little post-it note on my mirror that I look at every day. It says, dwell on your resentments.
Right. Real and imagined. That's the important part.
Right.
One of the more popular nudge words was balance. And this writer says that's her word, too. Now, let's see. Okay, so here are some categories of nudge words. Growth words, which include accomplish, achieve, ask, become, begin, bloom. There are more. Ugh, I'm already tired of them. Mindful words, Jack. Mindful. Abundance, acceptance, appreciate, awake, awareness, awe. Breathe, calm, cherish, clarity, exhale, forgive, gratitude, aww, presence, or presence.
Boy, so many of these words are annoying.
Yeah, they are. Gratitude, I like, though. That's a good one.
Sure, it's good.
Adventure words, bravery, courage, curiosity, dare, discomfort.
Your nudge word is dare. All right.
How about discomfort? I'm going to wear shoes that are two sizes too small. Because my nudge word is discomfort.
All right, I'm going to put them on the wrong foot and walk around all day.
How about a reset word like calm, chill, ease, flourish? How about flourish for you, Jack? I see you as a flourish guy. No? Recharge, reclaim, refresh, relax, renew, resilience, simplify. And relationship words. Commitment, compassion, connect, engage, friendship. Hospitality, kindness, reconnect, or relationships. And finally, one of my favorite nudge words this year was sparkle. Try to sparkle, Jack. Now, you have to choose your own word, but I like sparkle for you.
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I've known successful people with positive attitudes, obviously. I've also known successful people that seem to not have positive attitudes.
Oh, yeah.
And I've known a lot of, like, do-nothing twits who had very positive attitudes. So I don't know.
And negative attitudes, sure. And
Yeah. So I have
one friend who is smart as can be, very successful, hilariously funny, hardworking, etc. And he makes regular references to the positive power of negative thinking. Which is one of my favorite phrases.
Ah, boy. This has been in my head a lot for the last couple of weeks for some reason, believe it or not. The words of Kobe Bryant, the basketball player. Somehow I ended up on a YouTube dive on Kobe Bryant interviews.
Wow.
I know, weird. I don't even know how I got started, but then I got sucked into it and everything like that. He was an amazingly committed, focused, optimistic person about his career and everything like that. And just, you know, expanding it beyond basketball and stuff like that. I've thought about it a lot since I heard about it. You know, how much that affects your life to have such a clear goal and don't let anything get in the way of it. And just, you know, every day take at least a small step toward that goal. That's all you got to do is every day make sure you have a goal. And then every day you make sure you're headed toward that goal. And it could be, you know, raising your family a certain way or you know, your weight or whatever it is, I suppose you could have in your own life, but
to sparkle more.
Are some people just built better for focusing on a goal like that? Because I got a lot.
I think so, probably.
I wonder if that's it. He said one of the most interesting things. This probably applies more to sports, but I guess it wouldn't have to. I don't think I'd ever heard any competitive person say it like before. They were asking him, what does it feel like to lose? And, you know, I've heard other great athletes, Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, all kinds of different great athletes. Nothing is worse to me than losing. I hate that feeling. It just lives with me the entire offseason. You know, I'll do anything to ever lose it. He said, I get excited. I get excited when I lose. That means I just learned something. I just ran into somebody that knows some things I don't know. And here's my opportunity to get better. When I think I'm as good as I can be, when I lose, I realized I just learned something. And I thought,
wow,
I've never heard anybody with that attitude before in my life. That's amazing.
That's wild.
So I get excited.
Unique.
Now I've got something to do that I can improve on.
Boy, speaking as a golfer, if I got excited every time I lost, I'd spend a lot of time excited. I mean, like, really overjoyed.
You'd be well-educated.
Yeah, I learned something. I learned I suck.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been trying to figure out how to apply that in anything in my life, but I haven't had much luck. So I just sit around, watch TV, and eat donuts.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's intriguing. Thank you.
And you
for
can
that,
tell by the
that note.
You can tell by the look on his face, he meant it. It's just, oh, it's just awesome. Here I've run into somebody that knows something I don't know. I don't know. Apply that attitude to your day. I've been trying to figure out how to.
Yeah, and try to sparkle again. I feel less sparkly than I did a couple of minutes ago. I was at peak sparkle, and then this Kobe thing has just messed with my head. I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah, when I hear people who are really optimistic and driven, all I usually get from those is, I'm not that.
Yeah.
I'm not what you are. Whatever you are, I'm not that.
No. No. Hey, I'm not a psychopathic killer either.
Right.
I'm just somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, exactly. A happy place in the middle. We will finish strong next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Well, now, hey. Down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade setting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. Come on, take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day.
So there's words to that song, it turns out.
Oh, yeah. Yep, indeed. The theme and to the Andy Griffith Show.
And he is the performer at the halftime of the Super Bowl this year, which is why
wow,
we played that.
That is exciting. That's great.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm told it's Rihanna. So Rihanna is at the halftime of the Super Bowl this year. Good for her. I couldn't name a Rihanna song if I had to, but Chris Stapleton singing the Star Spangled Banner, and Kenneth Babyface Edmonds is going to sing America the Beautiful. A 30-second spot for this year's Super Bowl, which we hear every single year for some reason, will cost you $7 million. And Fox has sold out. Almost the entire inventory was sold out before the NFL's regular season even began. Did you know that?
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Wow. 30 seconds, $7 million.
And I'll bet it's a pretty good return, depending on your ad. But I got to believe the math is pretty easy to work out on that. That's a lot of eyeballs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they have something in the advertising industry called cost per point or whatever it is. And it has to do with how many eyes and ears you got. And I'd imagine it's reasonable for the number of people who are allegedly watching. Some will be watching more closely than others, but you know.
Well, especially if you come up with something that is funny enough, unique enough, whatever it is, that, you know, people are using it as part of a news story, like we will be the day after or the days leading up to the Super Bowl. Then you get, oh, then you get many, many multiples of airings from just whatever you bought on the Super Bowl.
Right. And the websites that compile those ads will get millions of clicks.
Yeah.
People checking them out and sending their favorites about. So, yeah, well, and it's not like it's the first year of the Super Bowl. This has been going on with these exorbitant rates and many, many millions of people watching for a long time. So I have a feeling they know what they're doing, folks buying these ads.
Was it during the, like, remember Budweiser or Pepsi or somebody didn't advertise for the first time ever? Was that a pandemic thing? Did Pepsi think people weren't going to drink Pepsi during the pandemic? I don't remember what the reasoning was for that.
No, I can't either. I don't know.
Don't matter.
Nah, not really.
My son's acting class got into the second week this week, and they had to pick a monologue to do. And he picked one of the assigned monologues. Some girl showed up, and she picked a Grandpa Simpson screed from an episode of The Simpsons way back in the 90s as her monologue for acting class.
Wow.
And Henry has befriended this girl and kind of sees her as his hero at this point.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Wow, that sounds like something one of my kids might have done back in the day.
That's fantastic.
Oh, that's
and it's from 25 years before she was born, or 20 years before she was born anyway.
But still hilarious.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic. I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
I promised some heavy-duty stuff around the whole policing thing, decided to save that for tomorrow. It's this notion that, you know, police only exist. Police were created originally to catch captured slaves. It's the only reason we even have police, is maybe the stupidest made-up myth I've ever heard in my life.
It doesn't stand up to 1 second's scrutiny.
Right, about the history of mankind.
Yeah.
And then who is weighing in heavily on the whole abolishing the police thing, which is rearing its ugly head again?
Yeah, you know, I think in future generations will be better than the present ones, perhaps, realizing that every discussion, no matter how important or easy to understand, will veer into stupid tangents and corridors online just because it has to. I mean, there's no avoiding it. Stupid people have the internet too. And there are notions that are utterly unsupportable by the facts or logic that get more popular than you'd think they could, and it's a little scary. You just got to get used to it.
That might be your quote. Stupid people have the internet too. That's pretty good.
Who wants final thoughts? Who wants final thoughts? Go have some final thoughts. Hooray!
Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Game Day, Joe Getty.
Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. Michelangelo's our technical director, pressing the buttons. Michael, what's your final thought, sir?
I've been sitting here trying to figure out my nudge word. So far, I've come up with sloth and overindulge. So far, those are the only two that I've come up with.
Mm. Sloth is a good one, yeah. Jack, final thought for us?
I need you on the text line to let me know whether or not I've failed as a parent. Neither one of my kids had even the slightest interest in watching either one of the football games yesterday because they don't know anything about it. They've never watched. They don't know any of the teams or the players. They just don't care. So is that okay? Or have your kids gone on to live perfectly fruitful, happy lives, not paying attention to any sports whatsoever?
You know, my final thought is football related. There are very few advantages to getting older, but one of them is that in my case, I really enjoy rooting for the teams I root for. But when they lose, it's mildly vexing, but then I move on. I used to get so mad, so upset. I would have to take a long walk to calm down when my favorite teams lost. Now it's like, Or past the tater tots. My buddy Jay had a fryer, and he was deep frying tater tots yesterday.
Is it better to have some emotional investment in something like that that's not really that important, that you get excited when it's going well and down? Is it cleansing somehow?
No, it's better to be flat emotionally throughout your entire life. Gotcha. Mr. Spock-like.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
I'll tell you this, if you think baked tater tots are good, try frying them someday. Holy cow. So many people have thanked so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. The hot links are there. Drop us an email. If there's something we ought to be talking about, send it along. Mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com. Pick up some swag. Grab the podcasts. They're there, armstrongandgetty.com.
Are you going to eat your tots? We'll see you tomorrow. God bless America.
Armstrong and Getty.
It's outrageous.
And it's a load of crap.
And so grotesque.
Yeah, about it.
Well, I hope he's wrong as well. I think he's right, though.
It's downright laughable.
Okay. So let's go out with a bang.
We tried. Hey, I had a radio show. What's radio? Oh, boy. It was like a website you heard in your car. Anyway.
Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni.
Thank you all very much.
Armstrong and Getty.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.